Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We are your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today, we are going to be inviting you into our own little Pretty Little Liars world, the world of the Pretty Little Punch Bowl. If you are on the Patreon, then you kind of know how it goes. Although, Phoebe, I don't know about you. I'm feeling a little bit nervous to do this on streaming, to like talk to you right now. I don't know. I feel like when we're on the Patreon, we just freaking shoot the shit, for lack of a better term.
And really, for lack of a better term, I hate that term.
Oh, you do? Okay, I'm learning. I learn something new about you every day. Why do you hate it?
I just hate the way it sounds. Sounds so crass.
Shoot the shit. Well, there's a reason for that. There is a reason is for that, because it is by
That's
definition
like one of my
crass.
Least favorite swear words, I would say.
Shit. But yeah, sometimes, you know what? Mom's going to hate this. That's the word I like remember her saying the most. Like the swear word I remember hearing
yeah, I
the
think
most
so
from her. And but then I when she tried it, she goes, sugar.
Yes.
Maybe I should shoot the sugar.
I don't like potty talk, which, you know, I don't find it funny. I don't.
Oh, like potty jokes.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I don't think bathroom humor is funny, but I don't necessarily like I don't envision. Sorry, a steaming pile of shit when I say the word
See,
shit.
I hate
like
that.
That's not.
I just hate everything about
that?
It.
Oh, you yeah, hate what I just it. Said. Oh, that's OK. That's mm-hmm. weird. OK, so. So rewind.
Thank
Back
you.
To the top.
Censor yourself.
When we're on the Patreon, we are kind of just like hululu, like willy nilly vibes. Like we go where the wind truly takes us. But yes. I feel like what we're doing here is a little bit more like journalism, which intimidates me. I don't know how you're feeling.
But when it comes naturally to you, it doesn't need to intimidate.
Wow. Okay. Well, you
well,
know,
I was saying
they
that
say
for the
when
both
you,
of us.
They say when you stop getting nervous about something, you should stop doing it because it means you don't care. So what does that say about you? Phoebe's cool as a freaking cuke. Like, okay. Okay. Oh my God. Anyway, today.
But I know what you mean. I was like, we're going to have to probably, we can't necessarily get as crazy as
I know.
We do.
I know. Sometimes we just go off the freaking rails, but, and there's no promising that won't happen today, but I
Can
really
you believe
don't
in the
know.
In the course of our podcast career, where we've been delving mm-hmm. into this show, we've been able to construct what I would say is the equivalent of the Gaylor theory for Pretty Little Liars.
Just in like the alternate worlds, we've...
No, Melissa and Emily.
Oh, Melissa and Emily. Well, and it's like, if you're not a Memily believer, this isn't the pod for you. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, well, like, the only reason I thought of that was like, that is an
that's
instance
an entire
of
episode.
Like, I don't know if we could have, if we would have put that on the main feed.
To think that is an entire episode on our Caroline Patreon.
When Caroline had the idea that we were going to do the Punch Bowls, I was
and
like,
yes, this is my idea.
I was like, you mean we'll record new ones?
Right? we can't possibly release the Memily lore. We put Memily under like a similar lock and key as the Gaylor episode is. It's like $100. Oh my God. But if you're curious, I mean, you know where to find it. It's there. It's there and it's the truth. We're Memily truthers. Okay. But today we are going to be diving into what I like to call a bit of the character graveyard. And what's super funny is when I thought about this, I was like, there are so many random people. And I was going through all of the submissions you guys sent in of just like names that were blasts from the past or storylines that we had dropped. And we're going to work all of them in these punch bowls. This is not the only one. You know, you guys are going to be getting a few more. So be patient. But what I realized is like there, I mean, the history of Pretty Little Liars is just littered with these characters that like seemed so important and were never seen or heard from again.
Yeah.
Which is just a whole thing to explore. So we're going to kind of get into like the character graveyard. But what I thought would be fun is if Phoebe and I both went back into the archives and we each chose a few names of characters that like we would then come on here and say, okay, here's the name. Do you have any fucking clue who this person is? And then kind of like revisit their story.
Should maybe we start with first name? And then if you can't get it, we give the last name.
Okay, sure. For some of mine, you truly may need the last name. Because I had to, because for you though, like you've watched the show.
One of mine doesn't have a last name, actually.
Perfect. You've watched the show how many times? So like I had to go super deep. You probably didn't have to go as deep as you did. And I'm probably going to embarrass myself. But what's funny about this is like I said, okay, well, both send our names to Anthony so we can make sure we're not choosing the same people. And there were no duplicates, which was misunderstood by one party. I won't say who.
No, it was me. It's because Anthony texted and I thought he was just being curt. And I thought he was like telling me like no duplicates.
As if
you're
you
not allowed
know.
To have you're not allowed to have duplicates.
As if I didn't explain to him the rules of the freaking game. But he
no, but that's what I mean. I thought that he was saying like you can't have duplicates with Caroline, insinuating that there is a duplicate. I need to replace one of the names.
So Phoebe texts me and she's like, so do you think it's okay for me to ask who the duplicate is? He's like, well, first of all, this is our game, so we can literally make the rules.
Well, no, I was just like, the point of the game is that I didn't want to have a name ahead of time and be thinking about it.
I thought Anthony got tricky. I thought he got a little sneaky. I thought that he told me there were no duplicates and he was just going to make you change one, like, and not tell me. And I was like, well, that would keep it, whatever. But no, that's not what happened. He told us both there were no duplicates. And I just think it's funny that there are enough characters for us.
And I probably, like, I still think we probably could have done this a couple more times and still not gotten
duplicates. For sure. I just was, like, nervous. And then I was, like, looking at all the names. And I was like, I'm going to start, like, memorizing these by accident. So I can't look at these much
longer.
Caroline
had to slip that into the text message. She was like, I need to stop. We need to do four. I need to do four because I am going to have this list memorized.
I literally was. I was like, I will be like, well, I saw that name this morning, so I do know who it is. So it's not going to be as fun. Anyway, all right. Well, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Well, it's called Making a Decision. Ever heard of it? You go first.
Okay. Logan.
Logan. Logan. Logan. All right, I'm gonna need at least a last initial.
Logan Reed.
Logan Reed. Okay, oh my God, this is so not what I wanted to say, but I keep having this image of this girl I went to high school with, and I'm not gonna say what her name was, but
Hey, Caroline is, I think.
And that's the joke, Phoebe.
It's like, they're
and I'm not going to say what her name is.
There's
okay.
This lyric in a song that's like, I saw your name in the paper. It made me think of you. And then the other person says, don't you know that's what a name is for?
Like, you, wait, what song is that?
It's a song by Christian Lee Hutcherson. He's like,
whoever
I saw your name
is.
In the paper. I like reached out and told you it made me think of you, like seeing your name. And she's like, that's what her name
she's
is.
She's like, kind of the point. That's so funny. No, it's just, I'm having this image of this girl who used to steal shit. She used to just steal shit. And it was like, we did not suspect her. Like, she was like an unlikely candidate. So I have to imagine Logan Reed is also a thief. I have
kind
no,
of.
Logan Reed must be some sort of a thief. Phoebe, I have no idea who this is.
Think like early on. Going in like season one or two, he has to do with Ian.
Logan, was this another member of the NAT club? Which, guys, we also will be revisiting at some point, because someone in our comments the other day was like, wait, why don't we like Jason? And I was like, hello, NAT club. And they're like, oh, yeah, they really brushed that under the freaking rug. Like, oh, my God. Okay, but anyway, I have no clue. A cop? Was he a cop?
No. So basically there was that night that the girls thought they were going to trap Ian by like luring him to collect all this money. And Garrett was going to, this is when they thought Garrett was good and he was going to be helping them.
Like, and they're like at the picnic table. Him.
They're like in the woods in the dark.
Oh, but there's like a picnic table.
I don't know about a picnic table.
I swear to God, there's always a fucking picnic table in those scenes.
It kind of looks like. Yeah, but they weren't really sitting. They were like kind of in the trees watching it happen.
They were kind of like, they climbed up. They got on their perch on the trees and they were just up there waiting for Logan Reed to come out so they could start pelting him with wads of cash. Is that sort of what you're getting at?
No. So Garrett had the cash from the girls and was going to give. They thought it was Ian that was coming to get it. And then Garrett like pushes him up against the car and then they see that not Ian, it's Logan Reed. And then Emily goes to the Speed Demon Express, of course, to deliver something. Where I also think she runs into Melissa, foreshadowing.
Is that then
and
then she meets Logan Reed. And then she runs into Melissa and she's like, we can't keep meeting like this. She runs into Melissa and she's like, Melissa, stop following me. Melissa, like, you're with Ian now, right? Or not? Like, I'm confused. You're confusing me. You're confusing me. I'm in high school.
Nothing's happened yet with
Melissa's
them.
Melissa's like, already. What are you talking about?
Emily's like, she called me M.
Melissa actually, remember that video that we never talked about again where Melissa like slams in Allie's room and she's like, where is she? You know, she's actually looking for Allie because she's so pissed off because she found out they kissed. Allison and Emily kissed.
That's definitely the where narrative in Emily's head at this point.
And Emily's like, and I saw that video and I knew. My stomach sank and I knew. She's jealous. But then I was kind of happy. Oh my God.
That was a love triangle.
I can't believe we cracked that. Okay, that was really, I never could have come up with that. That was a good one. Okay, are you ready? You.
Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to completely botch it.
Now I feel like some of mine are too obvious, but whatever. We have to revisit them anyway. Okay, my first one, Damien Hayes. Fuck, I was only supposed to give you the first name. Whatever, I gave you both. You're welcome.
Damien.
And no, not from Vampire Diaries, which, by the way, breaking news.
His name's Damon.
I am just so Hulu today. Anita Dobrev just announced
her brain is like switching back and forth between Patreon and regular episodes.
No, literally, you guys, my brain is tricked right now. So you're actually getting a Patreon episode at the moment. You just don't realize it, and neither do I. But Phoebe's aware. Phoebe's like, stop it.
I'm thinking about my workload. Yeah. I'm like, don't go too far.
This episode tanks. This episode has like our highest listening, but we have a 1-star rating now. Anyway, no, Nina Dobrev just announced.
But our Patreon subs go through the roof. Become millionaires.
Freaking roof. Wow. I can't wait. Okay, Nina Dobrev announced that she left Vampire Diaries because of pay discrepancy between her and the boys.
Oh, my God.
She just announced it like today. I know. Isn't that crazy? Wait, but and she dated them.
And we were led to believe that it was all because she like didn't want to be with Ian Somerhalder.
Yeah. No, it was pay discrepancy. Crazy, right? I know.
Well, I think even didn't the girls from this show discuss how there, or maybe it was Sasha specifically who had some pay discrepancy with. But yeah, Nina, she's the show.
Isn't that crazy?
And also she played two parts.
Doing double duty. I know.
She played two parts.
Literally two parts.
And let me tell you, like Nina Dobrev, I mean, we hear she gets a little crazy in real life, but like she gives like normal girls.
Yes.
Like the Elena acting, well, I was like never super impressed by her acting chops. But then when you see her as Catherine, it's like,
right.
Whoa.
In comparison, people always are like, please do Vampire Diaries next. Maybe after
I actually
girl.
Thought, yeah, sorry guys. I thought that Nina Dobrev's acting in Perks of Being a Wallflower was also good. When she gets the call from Charlie.
Oh, I forgot she plays a sister.
That's a great acting scene for her.
She's a great older sister.
Damien Hayes. Is this like early seasons or later seasons?
No, this is later.
So this was like, we've recently discussed this. Ah, so you've discussed me.
Phoebe's got Hamilton on the brain.
I'm a trust fund baby. You can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. You want a revolution? I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'm gonna compel him to include women in the sequel. Work. Okay, Phoebe, why did you stop being passionate when I started really going for it?
Well, I thought about like the fact that I know my neighbors can hear me.
Whatever, you can hear them.
One time we were singing this song in the car, and we've kind of determined that like I'm Eliza, and we like all know who we are.
Even though like I would want to play Eliza in the show, but I let Phoebe be in her real life, so.
Well, I mean, you are Angelica.
But so. I can't. But I want to sing Burn. Do you want to sing Burn, Phoebe?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying we were singing Skylar Sisters in the car.
No, you know what? Go ahead. If you want to sing Burn, take it.
The three of us were in the car. And we were singing it, and we got to the part where Eliza has to sing her name, and I brought it down like two octaves.
Eliza. And then Lily's like, I'm not being Peggy.
I sounded like Hamilton. I sounded like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Eliza.
Okay, so Damien Hayes.
Because Eliza's in it.
Wait, is it my time's up, Eliza? That one was the one that I was doing.
Eliza.
Okay, so anyway, Damien Hayes. Later seasons. Okay, he kind of went on a date with one of the girls, but not the one you'd expect.
Oh, that college student.
The reporter
with Emily.
Yes. The like reporter for Vivi's campaign,
the reporter with terrible gaydar.
But also I was looking back at some of the images today and I was like, okay, Emily. Like Emily is either walking down the street. She's practically wearing his coat. Like
she's like doing what she's doing with Maya in the pilot where they're like brushing their hands.
Yes, no, exactly. There's no room for Jesus between the two of them walking down the street. And what's crazy in that story, so he's looking into like Vivi's campaign for the other team, right? But then for the other team, football season. I love sports. Anyway, and then he's like, Emily, what? He's also looking into Cece's murder. And he's like, Emily, why don't we get coffee? And they go to get coffee. And like, right as she's going, she finds out from Hannah that he's like looking into everyone. And she's like, you know what? Let's not do coffee. Let's do dinner. Yeah, and it's like her, and he's like, that's even fucking better. Maybe I'll get laid. Like he's like so down for dinner with Shay Mitchell, because who wouldn't be? And then when she goes to dinner, no one is there, and that's when she almost gets rammed into the building by the car, and she gets up, has to climb up on the roof.
Oh my god, never.
And then we never see that guy again. That's the end of him. So like,
we never even got to read his article.
No, we never got to read his article. We never got to know like what did he think happened? Did he think Emily stood him up, or was he in on this? Do you think? Did he know too much? Did A kill him, and we didn't even get like any sort of news coverage on this?
That's a thought.
That's crazy. Hollis student dead. I mean, I'm sure we would have heard. Right?
Yeah.
And Emily, were you responsible? I don't know. Maybe if you hadn't let him on, he wouldn't be dead. I'm just kidding.
Once you get the skin of the killer, it becomes easier. It's like once you get
it's like your skin pattern from like being twins, fraternal twins.
No, it's like once you get like some kind of sickness, you become more prone to it in the future.
Oh, like that's kidney like stones?
If you have the skin of a killer, you become more prone to.
You can't stop killing. Actually, you have the bloodlust.
It's like the werewolves in the Vampire Diaries.
Or also the vampires.
Once you kill once, you're a werewolf. That's the curse.
I mean, it's crazy that you. It's like, what if I made a freaking mistake? What if I'm Brittany Snow in The Hunting
Wives? Just like Tyler.
Well, exactly. Oh, and I loved Caroline and Tyler and Vampire Diaries, guys. This is feeling like a Patreon. I just want to let you know. I'm sorry, but aren't you having fun? But aren't you having freaking blast? We are.
Guys, this is like the most fun I've had recording a podcast episode in a week or two.
Okay, that's so mean. That's so nasty. We talked about the VMAs yesterday. How can you say that? Oh, my God. I was going to share something that I would share if we were on Patreon, but because we're not.
No, keep it to yourself.
I can't.
keep it to yourself.
Okay, I won't. All right, well, that's who he is. And, like, we never found out. So, like, do you think A killed him?
No.
So what happened to him then?
I think he got stood up by Emily, and then
Emily got to the diner. It was lights off. No one home. No one was there. And she's on the phone. She's like, doesn't look like anyone's here.
But wasn't she like,
Wasn't she?
Oh, you know what? She'd already been there.
She was going there. I think she stood him up, right? She wasn't meeting him at that diner.
No, she was. They had a drink and then she left and she was talking to someone on the phone and she was like, I didn't get anything. And they were like, well, you need to go back. I'm like, you need to get information from him. And so when she went to go back into the diner, then it was like no one was there or something like that.
I don't know.
I think that's what happened. But we don't see, no matter what, we do not see them have dinner together.
I feel like she drives to that diner. She looks, it's already closed when she gets there. Because we talked about it. We were like, how is it closed? What is going on?
Right. So, but right then, now? Like, why?
I think she stood him up. I think he's in Rosewood Times Square.
Oh, they were going to dinner somewhere else.
And I think that she was going there. I think A maybe texted them and was like, you have to do something.
Oh.
Or like, there was another reason she was going there. I think this is when she was hot on Melissa's scent.
Well, pheromones. Yeah, if you mean pheromones. All right, so that was Damian Hayes. Your turn.
Harold.
For some reason, I'm hearing this in Ashley Marin's voice. Harold. 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 Right. Sorry, if I just keep saying the name like I did with Logan, it'll come just like Logan did. But no, it is sounding like a mature woman's voice said it. Said Harold. Can you give me a last name?
Crane.
Harold Crane? What the fuck? Who are these people? I've never heard of that guy. I've never heard of that guy. Harold Crane.
Yeah. Early.
Oh, it's not part of his name. It's not hyphen early. You're saying he's early season?
Harold Crane early.
Like what season?
Like one or two. Probably two, I would say.
Am I right about a mature woman speaking his name?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God. I can't imagine a teen saying it. Did they call him Mr. Crane?
No, I don't think they knew his name.
Oh, is he the toy shop, the doll shop man?
No.
Fuck. Okay, who is it?
He was the janitor at the school who was super creepy Harold. And he was also the Lost Woods Resorts guy who Mona knew when they were. That's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Harold. Okay. Well, if you would have called him Creepy Harold, maybe I would have gotten it.
Well, that's not the name of the game.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Good to know.
It's like, don't call Lucas by his nickname.
What's his nickname?
Not saying it.
Why? Oh, the one that Mona came up with for him.
Well, that Allie came up with for him.
Oh, right. Sorry, Allie. Let me give credit where credit is due.
There's that episode where Hannah's like, Allie, what does that mean? And Allie's like,
oh my God.
Han. I love when she like.
Han. Look it up on Urban Dictionary, Han. That is also so funny because, here's what I'm imagining. That's actually Ally Hannah. She's like, Allie, what does that mean? And she's like, say it out loud. No, say it. And then she's like, yeah, guys, see, I was going to catch her in her freaking act. And when she told me what it means, I was going to say, Allie, not cool. Allie, what if I were like, wow, that shirt is so girl wearing a skirt as a top. You know what I mean? Like, what? Like that's where Hannah would have gone with it. And Allie would have been freaking school.
You see?
And then Emily would have pushed Allie out the window because Emily would be like, I don't need you. I have Mel Mel.
That's a disease.
She's like, Mel Mel's not homophobic like you, Allie. You know
her brains
I mean?
Are rotted.
You know they are.
Did you see Hillary Duff has signed new a new
music.
Record label?
Oh my God, I know. And why does it like just in my bones? I feel like it's gonna be like near, 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 near. Like I can't wait for it. But why do I just feel like it's gonna be?
Because she has a song that sounds like that. That's when she does her dance. The Today
yeah,
show.
Well, of course. But I'm like that. I just can't imagine her music sounding any other way because her voice sounds so much just like Hillary Duff's voice. Do you know what I mean by that? I know that sounds crazy, but like, don't be mean and think about. Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like Hillary Duff is singing.
But, like, even when she's, like, she's a very distinctive voice that, for me, is indicative of Lizzie McGuire childhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so even when I hear her sing, like, her voice doesn't change from that.
I think she's going to get pitched the same songs that Kelly Clarkson gets pitched.
That, Phoebe, I love you, and I love your enthusiasm and your optimism about Hillary Duff's range, but you were absolutely crazy.
No, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean it in terms of how the voice sounds, because Kelly Clarkson could get pitched a song that isn't built for, like, the demo singer isn't going to be, like, the most, isn't going to have a big range, but she can make it a Kelly Clarkson sound. I mean, the way that the songs are written and the way that they sound, that's what I think, like, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. That's something that I think would get pitched to Hillary Duff. Mom, radio, hits one, music.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I'm just like, maybe we'll get, oh, no, I do not hook up, up, I go slow. I can't believe that's a song.
Wait, you know who's going to be so excited
about
this?
That's hilarious, isn't it? That's a song? Yes.
But do you know who's going to be so excited
about
this?
Mom, because she loves Younger.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to break the news. She's going to be thrilled. Mom responding when I posted about our Hunting Wives pilot on Patreon. Mom responding with, like, the emoji with her eyes covered. And she was like, scene by scene. And I said, well, it's just episode one, Mom. We don't get to the pegging scene. She goes, what is pegging? Or do I even want to know?
Or do I even want
to
know?
I'm like, you know what? It's that one, but I have to. It's all you know that you ask.
But it's also like, didn't you watch
Mom, didn't you
show?
Watch it? Well, it all happened under the covers. And maybe she didn't listen to the last college episode where they broke it down.
You see what they pull out of there.
Yeah, you do. And you hear it. to quote Matt Rogers. Anyway, all right. Okay. Ready for your next one?
Yeah.
James is the first name. James. Early.
Can I get a last name? Is it really going to give it away?
I think it is, but it may be.
Do you
want to
give me a different hint before the last name?
No, I'll give you the last
initial. Is he a love interest?
No.
Okay, give me a last initial.
L. Leland.
Wait, Leland sounds very familiar.
James Leland.
James Leland. Oh, is he the pilot?
No.
Can I get another hint?
He is not a love interest, but if it was up to him, he would have taken Ashley Marin on a date.
Oh, the guy from the bank.
Yes.
The blonde man.
Yes. Why do also all the blonde guys in the show all look exactly the same? Like, when I see a photo of them, like, in a suit, I'm like, okay, could be Wilden, could be Ian, could be James Leland. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Which
Ian is a brunette.
Yeah, but he's like a dirty blonde. Okay, season one, he has, like, frosted tips.
He has
and they're
dark hair.
A little brassy. They're a little brassy. You know, in the flashbacks when he's, like, teaching, you know, field hockey. Mm. Crazy. But, okay, so back to James Leland. So was he just a con man from the get, or did he have an actual relation to his grandmother?
I think he was a con man from the start. Well, maybe. I think he was a con man in a different way. I think that he found out his grandma died and was like, I'm going to be able to get so much money.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I can be an even bigger con man and extort this family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and I'm like, is he the con man for extorting the Marins? To be fair, Ashley Marin, yeah. That was insane. That was insane. Like, and I don't know what the alternative was. I guess asking your scummy ex-husband for financial help. Like, you guys share a daughter. Just ask. Like, it's better than jeopardizing absolutely everything that you have. Custody of your daughter, like,
right?
That was so crazy. And then to think of Hannah and that poor wheelchair having to reach up to the lasagna box with the impromptu party at her house, like, oh my God, poor thing, the stress that took. And then her scary. Having to dance with Luke, all because of this, her having to dance with fucking Lucas.
Oh
my God, dude, that episode is actually painful
to watch.
And I
that's also around the time
I
we watched
her outfit,
Eat the Cupcakes
so much. Yes. Okay. Another question I'm going to want to revisit in a future Punch Bowl is which girl actually had it the worst?
Hannah, hands down.
I think it has to be Hannah or Emily, but we're going to go through it.
Hannah.
We can't nail it down right now. We're going to go through, because another thing we're going to do, and this was an idea sent in by a faithful Road Warrior, and they said you should do a nightmare blunt rotation of a punishments at the end. So I want to wait to like the end to do it. But so when we are going through all of those to pick them, I think it'll become clear. It'll become clear who got the short end of the freaking stick, and it'll become clear if that was Hannah, which I do believe it was. But Emily, I don't want to take away from what Emily went through, because that also could be it. James Leland, God, imagine if Ashley had gone on that date. Not to slut shame, but kind of unlike her not to. She had
kind
just
of unlike her to not bring him home.
I
honestly skipped the date.
Hannah's eating Ben and Jerry's on the couch, watching horrified. Oh my God. Anyway, all right.
Also,
your turn.
Do you remember how uncomfortable the couch in the Marins looks in their living room?
We only saw that living room twice. I feel
it's
like
that hard leather.
Is it
long
white
sofa? No, it's black. And it's like snakeskin almost.
I can't remember that one bit.
But it literally looks like if you sat on it, there wouldn't even be like a little bit of compression.
Okay, horrible.
Terrible.
Well, there nightmare wouldn't be if we sat on it.
Well, I just mean like a general person.
Any couch that like we sit on, there's really not like any compression. Doesn't make any sort of mark, obviously. You guys know that. Because we weigh like, it actually sort of like when we sit on it, it's like we bounce back up.
Yeah,
sort
it's
of
hard. We actually
it's,
have to like.
It's actually hard. It's a
we have
belt
to have a weighted blanket on.
I have to have a weighted blanket. I have to have like a kind of a weighted pillow, or I do have to have a seatbelt. On my personal couch at home, I do have seatbelts built into every seat. When people ask about them, I'm like, please don't. It's sensitive. Like, don't body
don't
shame
skinny
me.
Skinny shame.
Oh my God. You know what I mean? So it's just sort of that thing. But I don't know. At the Marin's house, I guess a normal person wouldn't have compression either. That's what Phoebe's saying. It's okay to be normal. Just saying, it's okay to be normal, don't you think?
Exactly. Me? Yeah.
Okay.
Next is Simone.
Now this I gotta get. Simone. It's not Talia Sandoval.
No.
Simone. There are two options here. One, she's the coach for when Emily and Hannah are gonna be like in the beauty pageant. No? Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, that was my first guess. My next guess is that, what's her last name?
No last name.
Oh, okay. she thinks she's Beyonce, apparently. Simone. Oh, Simone is Aria's old babysitter.
Yes,
and she gets set up with Ezra at the dance, and Aria crashes out. Oh my God, yes. Oh, okay. I deserve actually a fucking trophy for that. I deserve a medal and a trophy and a moon man. And I deserve a moon man too. I got that no last name, you guys. Wow.
You guys, that is, and it's also like it's so clear how Aria became Aria between Ella and Byron being her parents and Simone being her babysitter.
Because it's like,
she had no chance to be normal.
No, like you can have, like your parents can be like weirdos, but if you have a cool babysitter, you'll be okay. You know what I mean? Like if you have a cool babysitter who's with you all the time.
Well, I think Aria thought she was cool. I think Simone thinks
yeah
she's cool.
No, I totally agree. I just mean like from an objective perspective, an outside view, we're like none of those freaks are cool. So sorry. So if I'm just saying like if she had a cool babysitter, she could have maybe escaped the fate of her parents. Of her
mm-hmm
weirdo freaking
saying
upbringing, but she didn't.
She had no chance.
She didn't. And, but I'm sorry, how did nobody like, actually,
clock
no, Simone,
how Aria
Simone
was
did.
Acting.
Wasn't Simone like,
yeah,
oh, you have a cute little crush?
Mm-hmm.
That should have given Ezra the ick in such a major way, because you know Simone brought that up to him.
No, but it's also like, Ezra, on that date, how are you not like, fuck, I should just, why can't I just date this girl?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, and now
I have
now
to date
can
my student.
Yeah, why do I always go for my students? The other thing is, well, because he was writing a book. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's actually because
right
he was writing a book about Aria. So he's like, sorry, Simone, you're not the main character. Sorry. You don't have main it girl syndrome. Sorry.
Wait, okay, do you think that Aria was a little bit annoyed when she read the book? Like, obviously her first instinct is like rage. But do you think part of that rage was tied up in the fact that she's not the protagonist or the main character?
Of the Nicole book?
No, of Ezra's first book, the book about her.
Oh,
life.
Of course. Of course.
She's like, wait, I understand Allie being the starting point, but as soon as you started dating me, how did I not become the main character? I had pink streaks in my hair.
I'm sorry, I'm a vegan who eats cheeseburgers. Have you forgotten? Like, what's more interesting than that? What Allie went missing? What could you possibly have had to say about her? She's missing. I was here writing papers.
Everything about me.
Showing up to bars, like lying to everyone in my whole fucking family. Like, what? Like, oh my God. No. Okay. Also, a couple other things. Well, you know, Simone was talking to Ezra. You know, when they were on a date, she was like, it's so cute. Like, no, oh, I can just tell. I just know Arya. She's like my girl. And like, I can just tell she has such a big crush on you. And I just remember when I was her age and I had, you know, a little crush on my English teacher. It's rite of passage. And Ezra's fucking sitting there. What is he saying? He's like, oh, I can tell.
He's like, oh, he's yeah. Like,
I thought I noticed that.
He's actually just sitting there like kind of like listening, nodding along, but looking for the waiter so that the waiter comes around soon enough so he can order another drink while she's talking so that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
He can like nod one more time and be like, can I get another drink?
And then he could ask her too so she has to stop
exactly.
talking.
And then they can like pivot into something else.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's the first thing. The second thing is he definitely did her. I timed that perfectly. Phoebe almost had to spit out or die. Dr. Pep! They definitely had sex.
Well, it's not, he wasn't getting laid yet.
Exactly. So what was he supposed to do,
exactly.
guys?
And that's exactly
and
what he would
have. And this is a Thursday episode.
This is when he was still kind of douchey, maybe, I feel like. So, like, if
right,
that had
I forgot
come up
he,
in conversation.
I forgot how he grew out of that.
And be like, if that ever came up in conversation, he'd be like, it's not like we're, like, exclusive.
Yes, <I'm not laughs> totally. He's like, sorry, look, I know your age. It's a little different, but...
In an adult relationship,
men,
I have needs.
We have needs. I have certain expectations for an adult partner, and I don't expect you to meet them, but I do have to outsource. Ew. And, like, guys, if you think we sound disgusting, like, guess what? That's what was happening. But actually, we're world building, but, like, that is low-key what was happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, he did have sex with Arya. Crazy.
Insane.
Actually... crazy and the crazy back shot. Okay, we should not say back shot ever again. We both said it.
What else are you supposed to call
but we do
it?
Get that shot of her back where she like lifts the covers, but is that in a dream or is that the real one? No, she has like the threesome dream. Jason and Ezra. I'm like, girl is never mind. I was gonna make an off color joke.
Lock it up.
All right. Okay. Your turn. I just nailed it. All right. Next up. I feel like the next two you're going to get easily, but whatever.
Well, I don't know.
Miranda.
Oh, from Ravenstone?
Ravenswood. Okay, you botched it. Okay, cool. Killer, you botched it. Just kidding.
Yeah, that little freak. I don't know if we've ever discussed this. There's a weird timeline thing that happens between... basically the Halloween episode and like season 5 that all everything that happens in the season 3 Halloween episode to like halfway through season 5 span of a month.
No, that's crazy because I can guarantee
that means
it's nonstop action.
That means Caleb is only in Ravenswood for 3 weeks.
Whoa.
And he was acting like that when he came back.
Yeah.
And I just want to say we love Caleb, but that is such man behavior.
Uh-huh.
It's like man flu behavior the way he's acting.
It's like
do you know the shit they've been through and they aren't acting like this?
And like he does know, which is the worst
Spencer part. Has straight A's.
Yeah so and don't ask her what she's taking to get them, okay? Don't ask that. It's rude. Don't take away from her accomplishments like that. Oh my God, women in STEM. But I have okay so I have some other ideas for our future punch bowls, one of which is a shipping war. I thought you could come to the bat for Spoby and I can come for Hala. But unfortunately, like, yes, this moment is going to be a mark against him. But like Toby did join the A-team. So there.
Yeah. But why did he join the A-team?
We'll get there. We'll talk about it at the shipping war. Mm. It's not the shipping war day yet.
Do you remember the beginning of
Toby Hala? Toby literally got engaged to another woman. Need I remind you that? Don't forget that.
Dated Spencer.
Don't forget that. Caleb, that was Spencer. You know what? I'm blaming the woman. Okay, this is not the episode for this, but that is going to be an episode. And I also think for our first October Punch Bowl, I want to go through all, like, look back at all the Halloween episodes because so much shit happened in those Halloween episodes that had nothing to do with the actual plot, like, at all. Like, those twins that just came in, where'd you guys go?
Like, I never understood the idea that Allie was getting A messages. But then when we find out about everything that happened that night from Mona, Mona doesn't really say that she was A. I don't think. I could be wrong. Maybe I need to go back and watch that. But like, Mona really became A, I feel like, after Allie left town.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, who was do? Maybe it was Mona. I can't remember. Someone tell me. I'll get to that episode soon enough in my rewatch.
I have no doubt. All right. Well, wait. So did Caleb, though? Because here's the thing. He and Hannah left on kind of uncertain terms. And I don't
did
feel
they
like
fuck?
They did. Miranda and Caleb did. But
and hey guys, if you watched Ravenswood, let us know.
Yeah, let us know for sure. But there, I'm sorry, there's no way that I think I heard someone say they had like a sibling relationship. I'm sorry, you don't get that fucked up going home if it was just a sibling relationship. I wouldn't be that sad if Phoebe was gone.
Okay, it was a kind of a ghost thing.
I know.
It's kind of and we had to have that whole stupid episode where Caleb has to explain to Hannah the ghosts.
That ghosts are real, and it's like, don't do this to me. I'm already embarrassed enough to be talking about this yeah. show like this.
Don't insult
do this
my
me.
Intelligence.
Don't
here.
Add in a supernatural element. We do not need it. Anytime they went to fucking, I guess Ravenswood,
when that's fucking like Grunwald. Cool tone filter would come on.
Yeah, it was like Founders Fair vibes. It was just like always you knew there was going to be some heebie-jeebie moments.
But, and that's Pennsylvania for you.
Totally.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Okay, your turn.
Johnny.
I mean, could there be a more generic name? Sorry if your name's Johnny. I'm going to need a last name. Johnny Appleseed? I don't know.
It starts with an R.
Just thought of a kid I did musical theater with growing up whose name was Josh. But this guy's name is John.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This guy broke my friend's freaking heart. Oh, my God. Josh, how could you do it? Okay, Johnny. Back to Johnny. Johnny Appleseed. Johnny, it starts with a what?
R.
Johnny Rockets. Johnny Ratta. Johnny. Thanks for cutting me off there. Actually, I didn't want to keep going with that. Johnny Raymond.
Yeah.
Those are two first names. Raymond. You know, Aquamarine. I have no fucking clue. Johnny Raymond.
It's kind of middle. It's kind middle. Of middle seasons.
This isn't someone at the doll shop, right?
No.
Is this he someone at Radley?
No. All right. Connected no dispenser.
It's not our sober coach. Is it a drug dealer? Like, I don't know.
The
oh,
vandal.
I just heard that.
Heard
oh
what?
My God. Your mouth made a crazy noise or your stomach. Oh. Of course I heard it. Of course I heard that. Yeah. Oh, the vandal. I hated that guy. Yeah. I can't believe I forgot him. Of course his name was Johnny. That's
Johnny,
so
no
stupid.
H. No H, too.
Oh, my God. Now I remember. Now it's all coming back to me. Oh, my God. So that was also a Spencer What Is Wrong With You moment. That was a Spencer.
That was when
Gabrielle.
Spencer was in her bad girl era, which is like, guys, by the way, always low key.
Oh, she's always in her bad girl era. She like, she loves being the straight A girl, but she can't hide that inside. She wants to be the like grungy Tumblr girl that's like getting reblogged a lot of times. Like that mm-hmm. is who she wants to be. Wait, so what 100%. Was going on in Spencer's life when that happened? There was something high stakes, but I don't think it was like Vivi's.
Toby was like kind of shutting her out because he was a cop.
Oh,
and
yeah. And she kept being like, break the rules for me.
Yeah.
And you're literally. GF, break the law.
And
yeah.
He's like, she was like, okay, well, if you're not going to break the rules, I'll
I'm
break
going
the
to.
Law.
Yeah, she's like, I'll show you breaking the freaking rules. How about this? You know, it's bigger than a rule, a law. Mic drop. She's like, come on, Johnny, no H. That's right, no H. The police are like, get eyes on him, no H. Get eyes on him. That's a Johnny with no H. That's bad freaking news. Bad freaking news. And he did try to kiss Spencer, right?
Mm-hmm. I think Spencer also kissed him.
I think they might have actually just shared a kiss. Oh, shocker for Spencer. Okay, that's a shock.
Unless you're Arya's mom, it's just Spencer slutting it
up. Slutting it up. Oh, my God.
Wait, and that is, hey, crazy. Arya, you let your mom think that your best friend
was
hooking up with your boyfriend slash teacher.
Didn't she fully like not even just let her mom think that, but I think that she told her mom that?
Well, like Ella brought it up and was like, there are all these rumors about Mr. Fitz. And in this moment, Arya was so worried that she was going to say, would you tell me?
And Arya's like, well, I mean, ever since Spencer got her period before any of us, she's just been a little bit funnier.
I mean, she's like, Ella's like, would you tell me if you and Ezra were doing anything? Oh. And then she's like, and then she says, well, I saw him like having kind of a heated discussion with Spencer after school.
And then she had to call Spencer after the fact, right? She didn't like prep this with Spencer beforehand because she didn't know her mom was going to bring it up. So then imagine getting that call from Arya that's like, hey, I need you to pretend that you're fucking Mr. Fitz.
And it's actually in the police. This is the same episode where they end up in the woods with the one of the shovels, which they think is the murder weapon for Allie's murder. And they're in those dresses. So they're in the police station all night. Ezra shows up and Ella accosts him and says,
it is
inappropriate that you are here right now. And
where was the same smoke for Arya?
Ezra says, I love her. And she still thinks he's talking about Spencer.
Oh my God. He says, I love her. Had he even said it to Arya at that point?
I don't know. But never forget when he stood in front of Byron and Ella and said,
I love your daughter. It's giving.
And Arya stands up to go.
And I'm pretty sure they've touched me too. Anthony and I just watched School of Rock. I got back from the hospital and he just like sits down and turns it on. And I was like, not a movie that immediately we're both like, oh, hell yeah. And like quoting every other line. And it's just like, I'm sorry. That's a perfect movie.
So good.
Perfect. It's amazing. Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay. Well, my last one, you're definitely going to know. It's just too much of a crazy name. And we've talked about him recently. Cyrus Petrillo. But like when Phoebe, I did like a little bit of a deep dive in Cyrus Petrillo today. Cause I was like, what was that? Like, what was the fever dream that was Cyrus Petrillo? Okay. So for some fucking reason, he falsely confesses to kidnapping Allie and holding her hostage. He then like gets out of the jail, meets up with Allie in the woods, and she gives him a plane ticket and is like, get the fuck out of town, like blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a flashback when Lieutenant Butterscotch takes her back to the basement that she was allegedly held in. We get a flashback from Allie of like her bringing Cyrus down, holding hands and introducing him to her friends. And then she falls asleep and he's robbing her, taking her bag. She gets up, starts fighting him. He throws her down the steps, puts his hand over her mouth, bashes her head into a wall, takes out a knife and stabs her in the thigh. What? And then like you maintained contact with him enough to, what got him to confess to kidnapping you? And then he's just gone. Well, but like for what? You know what I mean?
For robbery and stabbing.
But at that point, she was a missing person, but she had made herself missing. So like what?
I guess that's true.
He could have just been like, she was fucking missing on her own volition.
No. Blackmail for like, I mean, that's still assault and attempted robbery.
Yeah, but it would incriminate her. I don't think she'd do it.
I guess that's true.
So I'm just like, did he have something to do with Cece?
I think Cece knew about it, but I think Cece was already in France at that time.
Oh, and then he got severely burned by A because he like went and met up with Mike at the
diner.
Oh, yeah,
and that's when we get that crazy scene where the full body cast sits up and it's A, yes. And they really hurt Cyrus. I think they kill Cyrus.
They kill him. Arya crazy. And Hannah come visit him. They leave and then he's immediately killed. And he writes down Varjak. On the piece of paper, which of what course. Was Varjak? I can't believe how much.
No, it was.
We've spent so many hours on the show, and I
Breakfast
like, remember
at Tiffany's.
Nothing.
It was a Breakfast at Tiffany's reference because Allie was going by. Is it what's her name? Holly
Golightly.
Yes.
Yeah, Holly.
Not me. Lightfoot, Dad.
same diff. Literally same diff.
So yeah.
Crazy. All right, guys. Well, that was our little character graveyard. That was fascinating. A fascinating walk down memory lane. I now want to talk a little bit about some characters who we think deserved better. And I think I have to start this list with Yvonne.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was really thinking at some point she was going to come back and like deserve what she got. Like I thought she was going to like be terrible.
Right.
When Vivi was running for whatever. I thought that she was going to be terrible with like the Spencer Toby thing. Mm-hmm. And it really is crazy that they actually did have to kill this character off through no fault of her own so that we could root for Spoopy again, because otherwise, like, Yvonne was just, like, untouchable.
And, like, I don't want to spoil this, but, like, I feel like it's important for the conversation. I don't even think Spoopy, like, fully ends up back together.
Wait, what? Okay, are you doing your thing again?
No, no, no. I think I'm... And, guys, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think I'm... I really, they definitely have things that happen later,
uh-huh.
But I don't, it's not like the other couples where it's like everybody ends up married, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, they're a weird one, which makes sense because Spencer gives single for life, low-key.
She does, she does. She gives like anything. She's going to be the girl that's like, I can't be with you. I'll just fuck you up. I'll just fuck you up, you know?
But she's a kid though. She's
I'm damaged. A kid. Yeah, she definitely has a kid. I'm damaged. You don't want to be with me. Wait, speaking of, and I'm sorry, like, we're going to talk about this on Tuesday. Cannot believe Taylor Frankie Paul is our new bachelorette.
I don't even know. And hey, you know who's not going to let us forget that he predicted it?
Nick Vile.
I just love that you can him posting all this stuff. I'm like, you're not even trying to make it a secret that you're pissed that you didn't get the call to announce this.
No. Well, and you know what it is? Because I started watching some of the episode and Alex said, I think Alex was also supposed to announce The Bachelor. So I think it was just like, it just got swapped out. But it makes sense. I mean, Taylor's been on both their shows, right?
I think. Sorry, Nick. Like, Alex Cooper is podcasting.
And she's a woman. It should be her. It's The Bachelorette. Like, you know, it just...
Also, Nick, I don't want to hear you say those words.
I don't. No, I don't. And I know that, like... I don't know. I also feel like he's been trying to move a little bit away from his bachelor roots. Like, I don't know. But I do think that maybe Alex already had a deal to announce the next Bachelor. And then they were like, you know what? We're going to switch it up. It is crazy.
What they need.
It's such a massive risk. Like, it is.
But what people are killing me in the comments. Like, these people who have clearly stayed aligned with the franchise and like have consistently been watching and stuff, they're not super thrilled about it. They're like, the point is that it's a normal person that comes into this role and does it, and all these people that are like, you're gonna lose all your original fans, and it's like, they have been,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I know
who's
you guys
watching?
Have been so loyal to it, but like, they have a bottom line to me, and they need to, like,
exactly.
I don't think people who are like the equivalent of casuals for Bachelor franchise, I don't think they're realizing how high the stakes are getting with each season that passes.
Totally,
because
especially with the influx.
If the seasons keep performing like this, the show's going to be over.
And there are so many dating shows to choose from, and most of them are on streaming. Like, if you want to watch The Bachelor, So is it going to be on Hulu, do you think?
It has been the last couple of the last couple seasons. The but same way that most, like, cable stuff is, I feel like. Like,
I do,
you can watch it after the fact.
No. But I mean, like, are they going to, like, air it on Hulu, like, live? Like, is it going to,
I think
be, like,
it'll
that
still
kind of
be ABC.
Thing? Yeah. It would be interesting since
episode
she's
goes
doing
live.
Secret Lives, too. Isn't that crazy? And you know she'll do Dancing with the Stars next.
If this goes poorly, I think.
I think either way.
But I don't think so soon. I think she might wait a second.
But everyone does it right away, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess we haven't had a success story in a while.
But I just, like... Yeah, I guess it's the last one, Joey.
Yeah, and I love that they're still together.
Me
Kelsey's
too.
So funny. I know I wasn't sold on her during the season, but, like, I love
her.
Her
TikToks.
And when she just made that TikTok where they got on a plane and she was like, can you guys please just make edits of Joey to this song?
Thank you.
So he can feel good when we land.
Yeah, and then I went through and looked at some of them and she was commenting like, okay, I'm so lucky. Okay, I love that. Like, she was commenting on them. No, I really like her. I think it's crazy. It's such a departure from their typical lead, not to mention, like, the men that are going to have to go on this show are going to have to be okay with a lot more than a lot of the men are. First of all, it's a different level of fame. Second of all, she has 3 children, 2 baby daddies, and she said they will have to move to Utah. She will not be moving.
Wow.
It means they'll
also
probably have to be on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Is the way that this will change the right reasons conversation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, you're guaranteed to be on a reality show for however many years, you know, at this point.
You're guaranteed.
If
you marry her, you're guaranteed a pretty good life for at least a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not the typical. Yeah, it's very interesting.
But I think it'll be good. And I think it will attract kind of, like, crazy men.
Yes. Yes.
And like, I think because if you have to be that comfortable with the Mormon lifestyle, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but I think that we'll bring in maybe more possessive kinds of men.
Yeah.
And so the jealousy and all that kind of thing, like, these men are going to be fighting for
her. It's
going to
be crazy. I mean, look at the way that the men in Utah do, you know, like, it's going to be, and she is such
good TV.
Oh my
God, imagine they get one of her little hookups from the hometown to come in, like,
they talk about it. I'll call her daddy.
Like, I haven't watched yet, but like, even halfway through the season, imagine they, like, she has like these a couple great established connections, and then like her, for lack of a better term, her Maddie Healy comes in.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God.
No, you have to watch Call Her Daddy. We'll talk about it all in depth on Tuesday, but like, wow. I mean, I'll be watching for the first time in quite some time.
Years.
There's no way I'm not watching this. Since Joey season, I think. Right? Like, right? We'll both be seated for this. So that is the thing.
I'm happy. I've been longing for those Monday nights. Like, yeah. Caroline and I have talked about this at length. Like, those are some of my favorite memories from like middle school through high school, especially. Like, I remember watching my first season with mom, like in the den every Monday.
I mean, that was how we got into reality television, like that, you know, and so back to our roots. And the fact of the matter is, it should take a new direction. Like, it's time, you know, and it's going to bring in way more people than they're going to lose. And I think it's going to be, and so many people are going to watch just for the train wreck, you know, and they're going to be purists who will watch no matter what. And I think it's going to be great. And frankly, I'm so happy it's not that Alex Cooper's hosting. I just don't think I would have liked it.
Well, I think she would have reminded me too much of, and I don't mean this, I like Alex Cooper much better than the person I'm going to compare it to, but it would feel like when Caitlin Bristow was hosting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just need someone. We need a Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
We need someone like that.
We need like a kind of, sorry, like a nothing guy. Like, yeah, he's just like a nothing, you know? Anyway, sorry, Jesse. Okay. So now you're trying to give me a character you think deserved better.
Samara always.
And I know you're gonna say, well, she got her Vampire Diaries contract, so does she really deserve better? Yeah, no, we're talking about Samara. And we're talking about, sorry, Emily, you have to take a little bit of the blame here for ruining this, right?
100%. I just rewatched that episode like last week, and it is shocking that she didn't think to do that in any other way.
So break that scene down again, just so like, I don't want to remember.
So she is having, first of all, she's staying at the Marin's house, having all these people over.
It is so sweet though, the way that Ashley like talks to her about it.
Yeah. And A had texted her earlier that day and was like, you need to give one of Samara's friends your number. Or I don't remember exactly what the wording of the text was, but I mean, they weren't like, you have to flirt with her and make it clear that you're giving
her your number
in this way. And at the end of the night, Emily, like, everyone goes to the door. They're about to leave. And Emily pulls this one girl back and is like, hey, can I like get your number?
No, she has her number written down on a slip of paper and goes, here. Hands it to the girl, like right in eye shot of Samara, and it's like, so she goes, wait, here. And like hands her
okay,
number, like
an albatross right there.
Yeah, it did not need to be like that, Emily. You could have just been like, I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but there were so many things she could have done. She could have been like, okay, I'm having so much fun, we should all make plans, like, let's start a group chat, here's my number, you know? Or like, I'm sure A would have found some, you know, issue with that, but at the end of the day, even there probably was a better way to explain it away to Samara. Like, she just botched that on so many levels.
No,
and
it was terrible.
I forever would love to see, like, what could have been there between Emily and Samara.
I agree. I think it would have been great.
It definitely would have been. I think Maya knew better. I mean, deserved better. I was looking at someone, you know, we get that note that says Maya knew, which, like, what did Maya know?
I know, we never really found that out.
I don't know, but
she did, and it is. But here's what I will say: she deserved better than death, certainly.
Yeah.
But I also just rewatched the episode where she comes back to town, and she's living like the town over, and she and Emily are starting to see each other again. And Pam comes back into town and is like, "I'll take you guys to dinner. Like, I'm putting my best foot forward here." And Maya just completely does what Maya does best and botches it. And wait, is like,
did she do it on purpose? I can't remember.
I think it was partially on purpose, because at the end, when Emily confronts her about it, when Pam gets out of her chair to go get the check.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
At the Apple Rose Grill where they have waiters. Emily's like, what are you doing? And then, because Maya had mentioned her boyfriend that she had at True North.
Oh, right, right.
And Emily's like, it's hard enough for my mom to understand this. Like, you don't have to rope, like, your boyfriend into it. And Maya goes, is it not easy for her to understand? Or for you?
And it's, like, probably both, Maya, because Emily loves you.
You guys could have this conversation at a different time. This isn't what Emily's saying. Why do you have to act? Why do you have to say that you think my mom is so straight laced? And why do you have to do all these things? Why do you have to ask for the dessert menu after we both say no?
Why are you doing these
things where it's like, Maya, you're not making this easy for any party. Yes. And you can tell that Pam is trying really hard.
Mm-hmm. Totally. No, I know. I mean, there were a lot of moments like that with Maya where it was just like she, it's like the Aria disease, the, I know she doesn't do it in the show, but calling your parents by their first names or calling other people's parents, like those kind of things that for somebody like Emily Fields, those are deal breakers. Those are like, that's gonna send hives up and down her body. Like, you just can't be doing that around her. Sorry.
Right. Exactly.
You just can't be. And, but okay. So wait, the boyfriend that she talks about is Nate, who kills her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, I mean, God. Now, was that related to Emily to begin with or no? It then became related to Emily when he came back to town when he found out about them.
I think he was so obsessed with Maya. And then he came back and, like, I think Emily was a continuation of his obsession with Maya.
I'm like, Emily's like a fucking lightning rod. Like, how are you going to end up in these situations and it's not even A? You know what I mean? Like, isn't exactly. How is this going to happen in addition? You know?
I am like, when you're in the writer's room and you're pitching things and people are like, so is that an A thing? I'm like, did you kind of get side eye?
I know. Like,
no, that's just something else. I just kind of want Emily to get fucked up.
Why
a little bit.
Why are we so obsessed with the A storylines, you guys? Like, the writer's like, can I try something new? Can I try something off the freaking wall? Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Okay, well, someone else who deserved better, Travis.
Oh, Travis. Yeah. I think he got better eventually.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like he had, like, a terrible fate, because I feel like we just stopped talking to him one day. He was just gone, right? Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they broke up in a way of like, my life's too crazy. You don't want to be involved with this.
So true, Trav. That was so true. I'm glad you got out of there. But like, also, you just were never the one. Except for Hannah does love. That's her. That is her type. Mm-hmm. Jordan, she you never stood a chance.
Yeah.
Like, you can try and try and try to be that person, but that is your type. And you know mm-hmm. it. And you freaking know it. I really liked them together. And that was a relationship. I'm just like, it would have been interesting to explore that more. I don't know. Any others that you have on your list for deserved better?
I think just generally the parents, except for the Montgomerys and Peter
and
Hastings.
And Tom and Peter.
Well, Tom's not even in the picture to me. I'm talking about the actual parents.
Okay. You said except the Montgomerys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Ella deserved better?
Ella's doing just fine in the local production of Wicked.
You're right, and the local national tour of Wicked. exactly. Well, it's the other thing is, I'm sorry, I can't respect you guys because you were like, well, okay, about Aria dating her teacher. Yeah. Like, you guys were out of freaking control.
They're like, sorry. It's just like we live that bohemian lifestyle. Like, we just like age
actual
is a state
insanity.
Of mind.
I want to revisit some earlier relationships, one of which is Aria and Noel, because I'm wondering, like, was Noel
always
born
bad.
Wicked, or did he have wickedness thrust upon him?
I think it's the latter, and I don't think the writers knew what they were going to do with him.
You know,
I don't think they knew how sinister he was going
to
be.
Yeah, because you've just watched this, so like,
in the beginning, I think he was meant to be just like boy next door when he was with Aria, and then he kind of, but like, we were seeing it from Aria's perspective, so he was boy next door, and then later on when he dates Mona, and when we get the flashbacks of them with Ali, we see a fuller picture of like, I think he was just your local douchebag from high school.
Yeah.
Who played sports, and like Sean was the nice of the two.
Yeah.
But for some reason, parents loved them both.
Of course. Do you think that Noel? Wait, fuck. What was I just gonna say? Do you think that Noel got involved when he was with Mona? Like, do you think he was doing any A team shit at that point?
I don't.
Because he was like nasty.
Yeah, but I think Mona probably thought he would have been a liability. I don't think he was smart enough.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever was.
Not that he
was ever
smart
enough. And also, what if they break up and he decides to retaliate with that information?
I feel like it started out like Noel could, and in the books, I know they date for like 10 whole books, but it started out like Noel seeing the Ezria Arya relationship and being like, let's go to the principal together. Like, come on, like, I'll help you. Mm-hmm. And it felt like when Arya rejected him, he was like, all right. Beginning of my villain
Game
origin
on.
Story. I'm going to blackmail the fucking teacher because I'm sure as hell going to get something. If I'm not going to get laid, I'm definitely getting an A. And from that point on, but like he just took such a dramatic turn because then he was helping Allie for a while. Right. Was that genuine?
Yeah. When she was missing.
Because when she finally comes back and we get that episode where she like walks us through everything, he comes
into
the room.
Yeah, he was helping. I think he and Allie always had a good kinship.
Like
friendship,
we saw
it in the Halloween
like
episode.
They hooked up.
Probably both.
Yeah, probably.
But I think it was maybe like they just both felt like they were probably in their brains like the most attractive people in their grade, so they hooked up, and then I think it became more of like a sibling. Like I think it was more like brother sister vibes.
Yeah. I feel like Allie was never not gonna hook up with Noel because Arya liked him. So she actually had to.
Yeah.
You know, she was required to. But then he was helping. And then it was just like, I just felt like him coming in with Shower and Jenna and this whole thing, just it did feel to me so out of left field, like bringing him back for this insane dramatic thing. And it's
I wonder
like,
if they were
just
like putting feelers out of like who from the past
who
will
wants
come,
to
back.
Come back. But I'm like, did you really? Is this all? This can't all stem back to how much you just fucking hated Arya for turning you down.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So then what?
But he says, you guys never understood me.
I know. Like, and what is there to understand, Meathead? What is there to fucking understand here? I'm also like, do you think if he and Arya had been together that he could have been salvaged?
Yeah, and I think Arya would have too.
Wow.
Arya wouldn't have been so insufferable.
Insane to say that we're encouraging a relationship with someone who was like, by definition, a bad guy. But like,
well, it's like, what are the options here?
You know what? So true. She gets married to someone who is by definition a bad guy. Oh my God. Okay. Next up, let's look at Byron and Ashley. Let's not forget their little flirtation during the perfect
Byron's
storm.
Byron's just a slut. Byron's just a slut. Byron's just a slut.
Do you think anything happened there? I can't believe they set that up.
No,
and we
I don't
were
think
like
Ashley would touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, but she was sure acting like it. We were crawling out of our skin, Phoebe, during that episode, and then they just like never went back to it.
I think she was bored and he was horny.
Do you think they did it?
No.
When the power was out?
Because I think she probably got the ick as soon as he like started talking too much.
Low key, I think Ashley did it. I think she got the ick after.
Well, if they did it, she got the ick during.
Oh, my God. And then what? Just had to keep going against.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just crazy that we never like revisit. Are you like.
I just think better of Ashley. And I don't think that I don't want to put myself in a POV where she was actually attracted to him.
I just think, like, why are you putting this in the story?
Maybe they were trying to see if they had chemistry. Or maybe they were trying to depict how much of a slut Byron is.
I mean, yeah, I think that really is what it is. Byron is a no good,
dirty rotten scoundrel.
Yeah, and he doesn't deserve love. He does not deserve love. He's not. Wait, no. Yeah, he's married to Ella right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. All this, and you're back to freaking together. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I actually hate that. Oh, my God, Byron. You make me freaking sick. You make me ill.
Okay, hunting wise. Okay,
you make
Margo.
Me ill. Oh my God. All right. Final thing I want to like kind of discuss before we wrap up today's Punch Bowl is, would Pretty Little Liars have worked today? Thinking about the technology that we have, what kind of tools would A have used? And I want to start this by saying self-driving cars would have been in the arsenal.
Oh, for sure.
We would have had so many self-driving car moments.
I think if this exact team of people came together to make it today, and the only thing that was different was the technology, it would have worked. I think that Original Sin showed us that, like, people really overthink Gen Z in a way that doesn't. That's why the show didn't work. There was something really
authentic.
But that also
just wasn't Pretty Little Liars, you know?
No, like, what I'm saying is there was. I think there's also, like, there's really
would Pretty Little Liars work today in the way that people write teenagers? Like, maybe not. Oh. Because teenagers, they've, no one knows how to write modern teenagers. There was something that really worked about these girls and the way that they were written.
Yes. But even when we're talking about just, like, let's take this out of, like, a writer's room and talk about this, like, if this were real life.
Well, I think that...
I think the Gen Z would figure it out within minutes. Think about just Find My Friends.
I think Mona's smart enough to get around that, but I do think... I mean, look at...
They're using Signal.
Well, for sure. She is.
The A-team is communicating exclusively via Signal. Via Signal,
for sure.
And, like, Morse code.
Yes. I think...
The A-team is really into Taylor Swift.
If the Catfish documentary was proof of anything, it's like someone can be anonymous.
It is true. And I kept wondering how. I was like, what? How are they doing this? And it's like literally not being traced. Like, how did it take that long to trace it back?
I don't know. And like, because there was we're going to talk about it on Friday, but like the preliminary searches of like trying to connect phone numbers to what was happening. I'm like, but then that's how the FBI figured it out right later on. So I'm how did y'all miss that?
Imagine on TikTok Live, like on TikTok Live, the A-team had like a constant live stream of the dollhouse. Like, I just feel like there would have been crazy shit like that.
On the dark web.
It would have been like the girls would have been scrolling their feeds or something, and then they'd just like scroll and it'd just be like a video from A. I keep imagining the mastermind from Big Brother, but it would just be like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's a lot that would be made more interesting, but I also think there was something so simple about technology at that time that made it. There was just something that worked. There was magic about it. And I think that they would, might get a little in over their head with technology today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's too much.
Got DoorDash. They would have used DoorDash. You can send anything from DoorDash. Yeah. You could have used a different name. Oh my God, DoorDash would have been huge for A. It would have been. And also A, unfortunately, would have really racked up like debt and like Klarna and like that kind of stuff. Because we constantly were like, how are they affording this?
Right.
And they didn't have that back then.
And I still do have that question.
I know. I still am wondering. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that. Maybe they would have found it out. Maybe it would have been harder to hide all the A stuff.
I think it would have been.
Maybe that's part of why it would have been solved quicker, because they might have been pushed to the police sooner.
I do think that, like, on one hand, I'm like, the girls definitely would have turned off their Find My Friends. But imagine, like, Hannah and Mona were obviously sharing locations. But then, like, that means Hannah would have Mona's as well. Imagine the AirTags. The AirTags. Like, I'm sorry. They would have such an easy time doing it today. The technology tags is so sophisticated that, like, they would be able to do so much more. It would be bonkers.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if Caleb would have had an easier time hacking into it,
or a harder time.
Yeah, but he also would have had so much more technology. And he would have been, like, if he was a teenager right now, he would have had his whole life in a way that Caleb kind of was. The technology was being created more. Now that he's just had more time with this kind of technology, I feel like.
True. But I mean, honestly, if we're asking ourselves, does this story still work in 2025? Yeah, look at the fucking documentary that just came out, The Unknown Number. Like, obviously it does. People are enthralled by these stories, but also, like,
The cyberbullying is still just as relevant.
The cyberbullying is a million times worse. Imagine the burner accounts that A would be making and commenting on everything the girls
Frank
did.
Drummond.
But it would be But it would be so much more out in the open is the other thing. Like, they would have to be sneakier and more sophisticated, because a lot of their stuff would be more visible. Like,
Well, lest we forget when Aria did try to communicate with Hannah via Facebook wall.
Oh, well, they are used to public messaging forums. That is for sure. That is for sure. God, I can't. Never forget.
Asher is online.
Asher is online. And that's what a good friend will do. She will let you know when your crush is online, and she will tell you publicly. And she's letting you know that he is online on the platform she is talking to you on right now. She's basically tagging him in your wall. Like, whatever. Oh my God. Oh my God. See, like, kids actually just shouldn't be allowed to have social media. And that's actually why. It's not because you're going to do something crazy dangerous. It's because think of the embarrassment you're saving yourself from years from now. It's real. If you have questions, ask me and Phoebe. Thank God Phoebe didn't have social media, because the amount of content she was creating as a young content creator age of five, like, she would have been publishing.
And you would have probably, thank God.
Imagine if you were like a TikTok kid in these days, like one of these little kids, like,
I'd be a millionaire. So maybe it sucks.
All your videos are you just like flaring your nostrils up close and everyone's like counting your nose hairs. It's just like things like that. Mm. You know?
Do you remember when Kate sent a picture to the whole school as Hannah, and it was a nude picture that she, I was watching this episode with someone the other day, and I like started to tell the story of what you said on the podcast, and I was like, this just isn't gonna land. Like, this just, you're not gonna understand.
Were you too far gone? Were you already like halfway through?
No, I was able to redirect the conversation, but I was laughing thinking about you being like in the
what?
Because you remember they have Emily be the one who has it, like, it's like her screensaver.
It's
her
screensaver. I think it's so sad.
And you're like, and then Emily, a projector comes out of her chest.
And then you're telling me this didn't land? I can't believe that.
Emily's like done a death drop onto the floor. And then
projects out of her chest, and everyone sees a naked photo of Kate, and they're like, Hannah. And they're like, wait, Emily, I didn't know you had a projector in your chest.
And then we find out that Kate photoshopped that picture. It's not actually, she photoshopped herself onto a better body. And Spencer's like, hey, I've seen you topless. Yeah. You have a birthmark.
Yeah. Spencer's like, this is fake. Wait, okay, well, does anyone have a picture of the birthmark version? And Spencer's like, of course I do, Em. It's already on your phone. Anyway.
It's already in your chest projector.
She already uploaded
it. It's one of those, like, you know those toys? You know those toys you had as a kid where you could look through the binoculars and you had the little projector?
Hell that yeah.
You could switch back and forth from.
Emily
was, like,
has
a movie.
One of those.
Emily, it's all just, like, new pictures of different people.
Okay, guys, we're not evil. We're not evil monsters. Phoebe's like, and if we are, oh well. And if we are, oh well. Also think about, I'm sorry, Facetune, FaceApp, all of those kind of things. Not to mention the AI capabilities. They would be making,
you think,
like,
that deep fake,
you think,
bad?
That deep, they would be making deep fakes that were like so undetectably good. The girls would have been turned against each other so fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have been so much worse. And they would have been asking ChatGPT for advice and ideas on things to do.
Oh, which would have been perfect.
Which would have been just perfect. Which just would have been absolutely freaking perfect. Oh my God. I just think there's so much that, like, it could do now. Mona, I wish you could get your hands on 2025 technology and just it all again, because it would be crazy. Sarah, start writing. Start writing the 2025 version. I want to know what people are doing. Oh my God. And oh my God. And also, A would be caught all the time in the back of people's vlogs and, like, TikTok videos.
Oh, that's another good point. Yeah, there's cameras everywhere now.
Yeah, like, good fucking luck. Good fucking luck.
Literally.
Anyway. And also, half of this season six storyline with Emily and her ex and stuff couldn't even happen in 2025.
Well, that's a good point.
So, crazy town. All right, guys. Well, I think that about covers everything that was on my list for the Punch Bowl today. Do you have anything that we didn't cover?
No, and if I think of anything, we've got some more coming. So
yes, we do. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Obviously the Punch Bowl format is a little bit looser, a little bit loosey-goosey, fun and flirty, but hopefully you laughed along with us and enjoyed. And of course, keep the ideas coming. We have a lot more content coming. We've got a recap next week of season 7, episode 18, Pretty Little Liars. We're going to keep trucking along. You'll get another Punch Bowl the following week, so let us know what you would like to hear there. And we have another podcast coming to the first tier of our Patreon this weekend. We're going to be talking about We're gonna be talking about hunting wives. There's something else on the list from yesterday.
Catfish.
The unknown number catfish that we kind of touched on here. I'm sure we'll talk about the new Bachelorette news. I'm sure we'll talk about the new Hillary Duff music. And there's a lot of pop culture happenings in the world. Too much to fit.
There'll be another
just
Big
one.
Brother eviction by that time.
Oh my God! So we will have lots to say about.
And the
Big
allegedly
Brother.
The Rachel interview, which I'm still yeah, like, that better be a
it?
Trick.
Where
that
is
it? Better
be
a trick.
Yeah, there better
that
be
interview
no
better
Rachel
be like,
interview.
Hey, Rachel, you're back in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Your punishment for losing that was just a couple days missed a gameplay.
It better
and
be.
And also, your reward was that you got to watch everything everyone was saying yeah, about you.
Especially what Ava was saying. I want a video of Ava on one side of the, like, two-sided mirror and Rachel on the other.
And Rachel, it's like
and
Drew Seeley
like,
and Selena Gomez.
Cunt. And it's like Rachel right there, like, oh, what's that, Ava?
Also, Keanu said on feeds today that he thought Rachel had an earpiece in when she did her speech, and that her speech was scripted.
I saw rumblings of that online.
I didn't think it was. That felt like an authentic Rachel because
it
she,
did.
When Rachel gets in, Rachel's not good at her comebacks necessarily.
No.
Like, there's not like a that's
there's
not
a little bit of
great.
Like a tackiness to them,
and there's like a little bit of a delay. Like she's really thinking about everything as she's saying it. So like, and she's kind of thinking about it slowly. So when she tries to go on like a big speech tangent, you can hear that it's she's like thinking about it as she's
saying. Wait, hang
it.
On. I'm sorry. I'm getting a call from the doctor, and I have to answer it.
All right, everybody. That was our episode today. And join us tomorrow for the Patreon. That's about it. Like our podcast, subscribe, give us a 5-star review, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, and we will see you next week in
Splat. Love you guys.
Bye.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.